Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear a record that was released twice in the United States. 6 years after it originally hit number 22 in Cashbox, it received a brand new mix, some brand new promotion, and a new pressing. After all that, it only improved its chart showing by 2 notches. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will examine a track from the last studio album ever made by the Texas-born blues man that tuned his guitar to an open F minor chord and became known as the master of the Telecaster. Later, we will appreciate a vivid set of lyrics inspired by nothing more than the songwriter driving by an oddly named clinic. Out of that simple drive came a classic FM track that receives airplay to this day in the United States and England. And finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will analyze the results that take place when one of the greatest melody writers of his time joined forces with one of the hottest saxophone players in the world. But first, just as we always do, we start with a song that at some point was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up and some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a 1 week peak and were then erased. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we begin with an artist that was one of only 3 acts retained by label president Clive Davis when he took over Bell Records and changed its name to Arista. This artist grew up in a musical family, with her father being a bassoonist in the New York Metropolitan Opera. While attending the Manhattan School of Music, this talented teen signed a publishing deal as a songwriter. Later, she met a budding arranger named Barry Manilow, who introduced her to his boss, Bette Midler. Soon, she became a background singer for Bette, which led to a contract as an artist with Bell Records.
Whatever it is, it'll keep till the morning. Haven't we both got better things to do? Midnight blue. Even the simple things become rough. Haven't we had enough? And I think we can make it one more time if we try.
with a song that was number 40 on the Billboard charts this very week back in 1975. That was Arista artist Melissa Manchester with Midnight Blue, a single that ultimately peaked at number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 and ended up the year as the number 1 adult contemporary song of 1975 in the U.S. Incidentally, the other two acts that survived the change from Belle to Arista were the Bay City Rollers and that budding arranger we mentioned a moment ago, Barry Manilow.
Vault Universe Top 40.
Number 20.
We just heard Midnight Blue by Melissa Manchester at number 40. Our act at number 20 actually used a tiny sample from that song on a novelty single that hit number 3 in Billboard and number 1 on the Cashbox charts back in 1975. That same novelty act also released a single in the summer of 1973 called Water Great that was the Record World pick for Topic of the Week. While we will likely hear both of those singles at some other time, today we will focus on one of the hottest singles at WJET Erie, Pennsylvania, back on this very week of 1974. In addition to Waterloo by ABBA and Rebel Rebel by David Bowie, the jocks at WJET were flying high with Dickie Goodman's latest single, about which Record World stated, quote, "Another outrageous outing by Dickie is definitely good news. This one is one of his best ever. Naturally, the president is the focal point here, and most of the satire is rip-roaring." Close quote.
The following record will not be heard so that we may bring you this special report. Ladies and gentlemen, the president.
He comes.
Boogity, boogity.
There he goes.
Boogity, boogity.
Mr. President, have you any statement to make to the American people?
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
In your opinion, who is responsible for all your recent problems?
Benny and the Jets.
Portions of the White House tapes are missing. Will you tell us what was really on those tapes? Mr. President, those missing conversations must have been very important. Who were you with?
My girl, Bill.
And just who is my girl, Bill?
She's a dance.
Mr. President, we understand you've been practicing for another line of work. Can you give us an example? With me is the Vice President. How would you sum up the President's current situation?
The best thing that ever happened to me.
Sir, many members of Congress started out supporting the President. What is their present position?
Everybody's doing a brand dance now.
Just arriving from the Mideast is Henry Kissinger. And Mr. Secretary, what did Golda Meir have to say about Watergate? And when you met with the Premier of Russia, what was his comment?
Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka.
There's the President again.
He comes.
Boogity, boogity.
There he goes.
Boogity, boogity.
Well, Mr. President, have you anything further to say to the American people?
I won't last a day without you.
We will be unable to continue this special report because the following portions of this record have been erased.
With the single that WJET in Erie was spinning into the stratosphere this very week back in 1974, that was the king of novelty, Dickie Goodman, and his satirical interview of sorts with Richard Nixon, Mr. President.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and you are listening to Alt Universe Top 40. One of the key samples to that Dickie Goodman record we just heard was Don't You Worry About a Thing by Stevie Wonder, which, as a single, hit number 11 on the Record World Singles chart in June of 1974. It peaked at number 16 in Billboard and number 10 in Cashbox. The airplay reports on this song indicate that KQV in Pittsburgh gave that Stevie single lots of spins right alongside The Locomotion by Grand Funk and The Streak by Ray Stevens, two other songs that Dickie Goodman spliced into our last record, Mr. President.
Say, Mama, you understand that? Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very fluent Spanish. Todo está bien chévere.
Chévere.
Bien chévere. Is that right, mama? Yeah, because I got my shaking room.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know. Always reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. You say your style of life's a drag, and that you must go other places. But just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it.
Single that jumped five full spots on the KQV Pittsburgh playlist, that was Stevie Wonder at number 11 and Don't You Worry About a Thing.
Number 10.
Well, we just heard a song that benefited from support it received in 1974 from KQV Pittsburgh. Now at number 10, we have a single that racked up an impressive number of spins 5 years later from the Pittsburgh album Rock FM, WYDD. This very week in 1979, Supertramp, Bad Company, and Journey all were listed as hot on WYDD. Right there with those heavy FM acts was the band Tycoon, who only made it up to number 26 with their one-chart single, Such a Woman. At WYDD back in 1979, though, it was clearly in their top 10, as it is here today on Alt Universe Top 40.
Thank you.
City. That was the Mutt Lange-produced group Tycoon with Such a Woman at number 10, thanks to support it received from WYDD in Pittsburgh.
Number nine.
Now we are up to a song by the Australian act Real Life that went to number one in New Zealand, number two in Switzerland, and number nine in Austria. It was released twice in the United States, first in 1983, where it hit number 29 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 22 in Cashbox. When it was re-released in 1989, it hit number 26 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 20 in Cashbox. But with a slight change in the mix, it hit the top 5 of the dance chart in the United States. Not all radio stations played the dance remix, though. Many went for the 1983 version and played it all over again. For example, during the summer of 1989, the single technically was called Send Me an Angel 89, but airplay reports also included the title of the song without the number. Quite frankly, regardless of the mix or the title, this is a very well-constructed synthesizer song that should have reached number 9 in the United States on Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World, just as it really did in Austria. Here is Real Life with Send Me an Angel.
We'll be right back.
with a song that should have hit number 9 in the United States, just as it did in Austria. That was Real Life with Send Me an Angel.
All Universe Top 40.
Number 8.
Now we are up to a song that is both modern and great, and it should have reached number 8. It comes from a band that started out in the mid-90s as The Other Side. After they generated a regional buzz in the southeast Wisconsin and northeastern Illinois area, they changed their name to Rainy Day Crush and released their debut on the Skywater label out of Minneapolis. Wisconsin radio certainly supported the band, with one of their tracks becoming the most requested song on Wisconsin's 107 FM, The Wolf.
I don't remember the first time I saw you. I don't remember the first time we touched. I don't remember how I figured out that you'd invaded my blood.
With the shape of your mouth as you laugh at me while you wait for my tongue to come unglued. There's no such thing, there's no such thing, and sure thing never is. I wish I could control this, but the map's all folded and I can't steer things straight. Whisper my dear into my ear, light me up like the moon on the an antiseptic wilderness. It's an ocean, it's flat as glass. You might think you know where you're going, but I don't think we're gonna make it back. There's no such thing, there's no such thing, and sure thing never is. I wish I could control this, but the map's all folded and I can't steer things straight. Whisper my dear to my ear, light me up like the moon on the lake. Well, I just want your smile on me, another moment just like this. I wish I could control this, but the map's all folded and I can't steer things straight. So whisper my dear to my ear. The map's all folded and I can't seem to steer things straight. So whisper my dear into my pretty little ear, light me up like the moon on the lake.
With a song that is truly modern and great and should have reached number 8, that was Rainy Day Crush with No Such Thing.
All Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7, and it is a blasting blues song by an American electric blues guitarist noted for his use of alternate tunings and a capo. He has been called both the Iceman and the Master of the Telecaster. Albert Collins was born under the name Albert Jean Drury on October 1, 1932, in Leona, Texas. His cousin, Lightnin' Hopkins, introduced him to the guitar while he was very young. Albert also took piano lessons as a youngster. Another cousin introduced Albert to an alternate tuning, an open F minor chord. As Albert became more advanced on the guitar, he joined a band called the Rhythm Rockers and made money working at a ranch and later as a truck driver. By 1964, he had played numerous appearances and had established his reputation around the Houston area. He recorded the song Frosty at Gulf Coast Studios in Beaumont upon the recommendation of Cowboy Jack Clement from Sun Records. Finally, his debut album, The Cool Sound of Albert Collins, was released in 1965. In 1968, the group Canned Heat attended an Albert Collins gig in Houston. When Collins completed his set, Canned Heat introduced themselves to him and offered to help him gain an introduction to Imperial Records in L.A. Once in California, Albert became a regular at the Fillmore West, at the Whiskey A Go-Go, and he played festivals such as the Newport 69 Festival. His original album, recorded at Gold Star, was re-released by the Blue Thumb label, which ultimately led to European television appearances. As the 70s rolled into the 80s, Albert appeared as a musical guest on Late Night with David Letterman, and even made a cameo appearance in the 1987 film Adventures in Babysitting. Following his appearance at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival in 1988, Albert's status as one of the great modern-day bluesmen was fully established. By the early 90s, Collins was recording for Virgin Records. He performed with Robert Cray, Steve Cropper, and Dave Edmonds as part of the Guitar Legends events. Sadly, though, he was diagnosed with lung cancer in 1993 and passed away on November 24, 1993 at the age of 61. The final studio album recorded by Albert Collins was released by Virgin in 1991. It was recorded both in Memphis and in England and featured some powerhouse players. On drums and percussion was Cool Richardson. The horn section was made up of Arno Hecht, Bob Funk, and Hollywood Paul Littoral. On background vocals were Debbie Jameson and Vicki Loveland, and on rhythm guitar was the ever-present Jack Holder. With our little slice of heaven at number 7, here is the late, great Albert Collins.
I begin to wonder, baby, what's going on when I'm not at home. I begin to wonder, baby, I know you ain't there all alone. Every time I have to leave you, woman, I wonder who's taking my place and turn you on. I begin to wonder, woman, why I worry every day. I said I'm getting to wonder, woman, why I feel this way. I be home early Tuesday evening, but I get part-time man away.
Our little slice of heaven at number 7. That was Albert Collins with I'm Beginning to Wonder. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all over the world. Sharm from Australia sent us a message on Mixcloud. She sends greetings and hopes that we rock our weekend. Well, thank you, Sharm. We send our greetings to you and hope you rock yours. Jimmy from Illinois says that he heard our 7440 broadcast on a web SDR from the Netherlands. He says that the beginning of the show was clear, but with a few minutes left, static made it difficult to hear. Well, Jimmy, thanks for the effort on shortwave. Just as a reminder, in the Central Time Zone, every Saturday show on 7440 is repeated the following Thursday at 5 a.m. on 6070. And if it isn't worth getting up that early, then you can always find us on Mixcloud. Dan B. sent us an email that simply says, "Hi, how are you doing?" Well, Dan B., we are doing fine, and we hope you are as well. Please write back and let us know how you found us and where you are from. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from
you. Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album chart. Today's legendary artist has certainly done that, both in the United States and in England. As spring moved toward summer 40 years ago, WXRT-FM in Chicago was giving its heaviest airtime to tracks from the Armed Forces LP by Elvis Costello and the Attractions. WXRT was spinning this album more than the current releases by the Doobie Brothers, George Thorogood, or the Allman Brothers. Not that far away from WXRT in Chicago is the city of Madison, Wisconsin. And within the city of Madison is an apartment building that used to be a clinic. As a landmark, that Art Deco building has now become somewhat famous because of its inclusion in the lyrics of one of those Elvis Costello songs receiving spins on WXRT back in the summer of 1979. When we play this upcoming song, please take a moment to listen for the lyrics, quote, "Somewhere in the Quisling Clinic, there's a shorthand typist taking seconds over minutes," close quote. Just a quick peek into the mind of Elvis Costello as we appreciate that simply driving by the real Quisling Clinic in Madison, Wisconsin, generated that lyric and a story that blossomed into an actual song. With our bonus hit at number 6, here are Elvis Costello and the Attractions with Green Shirt.
There's a smart young woman on a light blue screen who comes into my house every night. She takes all the red, yellow, orange, and green, and she turns them into black and white. But you tease, you flirt, and you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. Better cut off all identifying labels before they put you on the torture table. Cause somewhere in the Quisling Clinic there's a shorthand typist taking seconds over minutes. She's listening in to the Venus line. She's picking out names. I hope none of them are mine. But you tease, you flirt, and you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. Never said it was a school teacher. I never said it was a diplomat. Everybody is under suspicion, but you don't wanna hear about that. Cause you tease, you flirt, and you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. Better send a begging letter to the big investigation. Who put these fingerprints on my imagination? You tease, you flirt, shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself.
with a bonus hit at number 6 that was never actually released as a single in the U.S. That was Elvis Costello, along with The Attractions, and the song inspired simply by driving by the former location of the Real Quisling Clinic in Madison, Wisconsin, Green Shirt. My name is John McMullen, and you're listening to Alt Universe Top 40. At number 5, we have a legendary track that was recorded and mixed at Ardent Studios in Memphis by Ardent founder and owner John Fry. On one of our previous installments, we discussed the three rock bands that John Fry signed and who issued albums on the Ardent subsidiary of Stax. Those three acts were Cargo, The Hot Dogs, and, of course, Big Star. Several years ago, while I was in Memphis working on a recording with Don Smith and that ever-present guitarist I mentioned a moment ago while discussing Albert Collins, Jack Holder, Jack sat down on an Ardent studio couch and recalled that when he was playing with the Hot Dogs, he heard John Fry putting together some mixes that ultimately landed on the Radio City album by Big Star. Jack's listening post for that fateful day? That very same studio couch. He specifically remembered being in the room to hear the final mix of a song that we will, with 100% certainty, play as a Hall of Perfection track in December, September Girls, as well as the final mix to the song we are going to hear today, You Get What You Deserve. Jack reminisced about hearing those mixes, and he pointed out that John Fry, at the time, had achieved the cleanest and most pure guitar recording technique of any engineer or producer that had ever walked the earth, including George Martin. Then he remarked that John Lennon should have recorded his 1973 Mind Games album with John Fry producing in Memphis because Fry's ear and penchant for perfection would have turned that Lennon album into an all-time classic with the exact same songs, and nothing changed other than the balance, mix, and purity of the recording of the instruments. John Fry producing John Lennon, we can only imagine how that would have sounded. We do, however, know exactly how the guitars and vocals actually do sound on this Lennon-influenced Big Star track, with a song that should have reached number 5 and was produced by, engineered by, and mixed by John Fry while the ever-present Jack Holder was in the room. Here is Big Star with You Get What You Deserve.
Try to understand what I'm going through. Don't blame me for what folks will do. Not a good time, but you gotta get used to, and you better resign yourself. You get what you deserve. You only find out what it's worth. You just do what pleases you.
song that should have reached number 5. That was Big Star with You Get What You Deserve.
Alt-Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we are up to number 4, which usually means that we are going to play a single which charted considerably better in England than it did in the United States. Today, though, just as we do about once a month, we are flipping things around and we are playing a hot hit that actually did reach number 4 in the U.S. on the Cashbox chart and went even one notch higher to number 3 in Billboard. In England, it cooled off at number 42 and started going down from there. With a song that hit number 4 and number 3 in the U.S. in Cashbox and Billboard respectively, but only made it to number 42 in England, that was Foreigner with Hot Blooded.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 3.
Now we are up to our number 3 from way downtown, and today we are talking about downtown London, England. Several weeks ago, we told the story of Fox on the Run by the British glam rock act Sweet, and how the band, while their producers Nicky Chinn and Mike Chapman were out of the country, entered a recording studio without any guidance and cut what ultimately became the worldwide hit version of that song. Well, now we will hear what happened at a London studio before the rebellion by the group. And as fantastic as the band sounded without Chinn and Chapman, they literally recorded blockbusters with them.
West side, east side, little Willie, really wears the crown. He's the king around town. Dancing, glancing, Willie drives him silly with a star shoe, shimmy, shuffle down. Way past one, feeling all right, 'cause with little Willie around, they can last all.
Oh,
down, chase Willie down through the hall, but laugh, Willie laugh, he don't care at all. Stay down, stay down, stay down now. Cause little Willie, Willie won't go home, but you can't push Willie round. Willie won't go, try telling everybody, but oh no, little Willie, Willie won't go home.
Early support from WIBG in Philadelphia and KNOE in Monroe, Louisiana. That was Sweet with our three from way downtown, Little
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number two.
Now we are up to number two, which means we are going to play a song that we believe should have been a number one single. Exactly 40 years ago this week, the album Get the Knack was released. Produced by that same Mike Chapman that was the co-writer and producer of Little Willie that we just heard by Sweet, Get the Knack was the first and biggest of the 1979 and 80 albums by bands that featured four guys in skinny ties playing fast, catchy rock songs with back-to-basics pop production and displaying attitudes that drew snarls from punk and harmony from the British Invasion. In the instance of The Knack, a monster single soon took off from this album and ultimately caused the impact of the album as a whole to be rewritten as if they were just a one-hit wonder act. But above and beyond My Sharona suddenly becoming the biggest single of 1979, the Get the Knack album was Capitol Records' fastest release-to-gold debut since Meet the Beatles. It held down the number one position on the Billboard album charts for the entire summer. It featured, in my opinion, at least eight songs that were musically and lyrically superior to My Sharona.
She don't understand. Let me out, come get me.
with their lead-off track to the multi-platinum album that punched the record-buying public into realizing that it was time to put away those boogie shoes and that disco's near-complete domination of the airwaves was coming to an end. That was The Knack with Let Me Out, a song that should have been a number one single. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number one. And it is a song that really did hit number one in the United States and was featured on an album that hit number one in the US, England, Spain, Norway, New Zealand, France, and Canada. We discussed this single 2 weeks ago when we mentioned that at the time of its release, Dave Mason was rumored to have played guitar on it. Back at number five, we speculated what it might have sounded like if John Lennon had recorded an album in Memphis. And while that may sound like far-fetched wishful thinking, just a year after John released the Mind Games album, his former partner, Paul McCartney, did something very much like that. First, he recorded the single Junior's Farm in Nashville. Then, for the Venus and Mars album, he booked time at a New Orleans studio owned by Alan Toussaint. For this Hall of Perfection track, he enlisted a little help from Dave Mason, who did indeed play guitar on the recording. He then called upon sax genius Tom Scott, who had, at the time, recently played on the song Photograph for Ringo, the Dark Horse album by George Harrison, and Help Me by Joni Mitchell. Tom Scott's additions to Paul's brilliant melody simply took this basic number one single and made it a classic number one single. With a sax part that was recorded in one take, here is Tom Scott joining extra guitarist Dave Mason along with Paul McCartney and Wings with Listen to What the Man Said.
Anytime, any day, you can hear the people say that love is blind. Well, I don't know, but I say love is kind. That people will find a way to go no matter what the man says. And love is fine for all we know. For all we know, our love will grow. That's what the man said. So won't you listen to what the man said? He said,
baby.
with our Hall of Perfection track at number one. That was Paul McCartney and Wings and Tom Scott and Dave Mason with Listen to What the Man Said. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.
Alt-Universe.